Max. Give us some skin. It's Jubilee. Men, do you feel more tooty than fruity? Do you feel more olive than pimento? Well, then latch on to this glory train, because tonight we're going to have ourselves a ball. Leading off the Grace Note Parade is the original Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Rushing, Thelma Carpenter, Eddie Rochester Anderson, Count Basie and his fine men with Buddy Rich on drums, and sax man Illinois Jacket. And here's your master of ceremonies, as nice a group of men as you've ever met, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you. Men are really going to peel the fuzz off your avocado tonight. But before the joint gets jumping, I want to acknowledge some mail from the following cats. Charlie Fitzgerald, Walter Green, George Bowman, Charlie Tinch, L.C. Tillman, Bill Lastu, and the rest of the Groovy Gusses at 980. Thanks for your jots, men. The pub is about to be pulsated your way, because here's the Count of Basie himself and his solid group flinging it at you with Dinah! Was bouncy as a big ball of jelly. And just so nobody feels left out, Jubilee says hello to all cats who hail from the reed-bound coast of Maine to the dewy cliffs of Sunset Boulevard. Quote, hello cats, unquote. Now we turn to... just a minute here. Somebody must have lost a barrage balloon. What do you want, fat stuff?
Quiet, Butterball, before I spread you out on a sandwich.
Well, it's Mr. 5x5, Jimmy Rushin.
Yes, Sammy, yes.
Well, Jimmy, I must say you're looking very, very good these days.
I am?
Yes, so round, so firm, so fully packed.
Listen, I bet I'm not as heavy as you are.
Huh?
How much did you weigh the last time you got on the scale?
The last time I got on the scale?
Yes. What did the little white card say?
Nothing. Just came out and said, hey, get off. This is ridiculous. Well, tell me, Jimmy, how about yourself? What do you weigh?
I don't know exactly. This morning I went into the bathroom and jumped on the scale.
You jumped on the scales? Bathroom scales? What happened?
Now I live in the cellar.
Well, Jimmy, we've got a lot of requests for you to sing this week. What have you got in mind for the cats?
Oh, I'd like to sing Baby Want to Please Come Home.
Well, proceed, James.
Solid,
proceed.
Baby, won't you please come home? You left your daddy all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, but that will never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? I need loving. Baby, won't you hurry home? Baby, won't you please come home? Left your little daddy all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke your daddy's heart, but that would never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear your daddy say, oh, babe, won't you please come on home? Daddy needs loving. Baby, won't you please come home?
Thank you, Jimmy Russian. That was as moppy as a G.I. broom. When it comes to zoots, it's really voot. There's nothing zooter or vooter than the famous Basie Boogie. Thank you. Those 8 beats trickle off your nimble fingers like groovy gravy off a hep duck's back. Hot Horn is in your debt. And now, man, our next guest is a fellow you all know. But all I can say is that he's tops in his field since Jack Benny's Maxwell had fenders. Here he is, Eddie Anderson, better known as Rochester. Well, Rock, what brings you to Jubilee?
Ernie, I found a pair of legs down Vine Street, and they turned into the studio. So naturally, here I am.
Now, hold on. Hold on, Rochester. Just because a pair of legs are pretty is no guarantee that the face and torso are likewise.
Well, this is the way I figure.
Yeah?
If the reconnaissance is good, I send in my landing barges and take the beachhead.
Well, maybe she's among those present. Why don't you cast your eyes over all the chicks in the vicinity?
That might take considerable time.
How come?
Well, the way I do it, the average chick takes me about 2 minutes to cast. But I know where she is, Ernie.
Huh?
She stands right over there.
Oh, that's Thelma Carpenter. Would you like to say hello to her?
I don't care how it starts. I'm more interested in the rest of the campaign.
Well, I'll call over. Oh, Thelma, come over here.
What do you want, Ernie?
A fellow here wants to meet you. Rochester, this is Thelma Carpenter.
Thelma, what a beautiful word.
Do you like it?
There's only two other words I like better.
What are they?
Yes, Rochester. You know, Thelma, I followed you down here tonight. Didn't you hear me holler at you at the corner?
Oh, is that you? I thought somebody's brakes were screeching.
That settles it. I gotta get my howl realigned. Honey, I think you and I could make beautiful music.
You do?
Sure. I'm a big man in this town. I got a home in Beverly Hills, a swimming pool, an automobile, money in the bank, and plenty of clothes.
All that is yours?
Well, it ain't exactly mine. It belongs to my valet, Mr. Benny.
Well, the way I heard it, Rochester, you are Mr. Benny's valet.
Propaganda. Honest, honey, I really am a big shot. Just look at this expensive cigar I'm smoking.
Yes, it sure is a fine-looking cigar.
It sure is, and who knows? The other half might have been smoked by a millionaire. No kidding, sugar. You and I could hit it off swell together. What do you say? How about letting me feather your nest?
Get away from me, Mr. Wolf. You're barking up the wrong hen house.
I'm serious, Thelma. How about going out with me tonight?
Well, Rochester, I'll go out with you. But first you have to promise me a few things.
Why, sure, honey. Anything you want.
Well, I'll have to be home by 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And you mustn't park in any dark places.
Uh-huh.
And you mustn't try to hug me, squeeze me, or kiss me.
Uh-huh.
You promise now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll see you tonight at 8 o'clock. Goodbye.
Goodbye. They'll never learn, will they?
Thank you. Thank you, Rochester, and come back to Jubilee soon again. And Thelma, you stick around. You're not getting away without saying something for the boys. The Mellow Men at 714 are a mighty hep group. Judging from their letters, and they say they like their solid salad strictly on the potato side. And when it comes to potato salad, Count Basie is a fellow with the parsley. Count, come over here a minute.
Yes, Ernie.
Count, before you put the mayonnaise on the next order, I'd like to ask you something.
What is it?
I was just wondering. I asked Artie Shaw last week if he needed a singer for his band. You don't happen to need one, do you?
Well, I'm always in the market for a good singer, Ernie. Who have you got in mind?
Me?
You?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't got enough points for all that meat.
Well, I'll admit I'm a little stout, but I really can make the joint jump.
Jump? Brother, you can make it crumble.
Oh, me, nobody wants me, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to sing with somebody's orchestra, even if it's Phil Spitalny. Well, Count, you and Illinois Jacket have been riffing all afternoon. How about letting us in on the secret?
Okay, Ernie. It's a little bit of business called a Rockabye Basie.
Thank you.
Jacket. You and your sacks are welcome in Hothorn Hall anytime. Now, Thelma Carpenter.
Yes, Ernie?
What are you going to sing for the boys?
Well, Ernie, what do you think they'd like?
Oh, anything, sugar. Anything you do will be swell. And that comes straight on the beam right from Sergeant Dijon, T5 Mitchell, Walter Reeve, J.R. Huddleston, and J.P. White at 948. And from a different jurisdiction, Willie Washburn, Percy Moore, Frank Jacobs, Milton Thomas, and Corporal Ray White are all craving the same cup of sugar.
Well, for all the fellas everywhere, I'd like to sing Call Me Darling.
Well, heave out with that hunk of heart, sister. Heave out.
Sweetheart, call me dear. Thrill me, darling, with the words I long to hear. In your dark eyes, so smiling, a promise I see, but your two lips won't say that you care for me. Oh, my darling, if my daydreams would come true, I would meet you at a secret rendezvous, and I'd find the paradise that lies deep in your eyes. Call me, darling, call me, sweetheart, call me,
Thelma Carpenter. Men, the battered old timepiece has crept around to the you-know-what position, but we still have time for some peanuts and popcorn before the big show ends. So many of you have written in for Count Basie to play his theme song all the way through that it occurred to us to ask him. Count, how about it?
Sure, Ernie. The boys and I will be glad to play the 1 o'clock jump from Vamp to Coda, and hope you like it, Mickey.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
That notch is a permanent notch on my pearl-handled gun of mighty fine.
That's swell, Ernie. You've certainly enjoyed being on Jubilee for the past 4 weeks.
Count, I understand you're leaving tonight and heading east.
That's right, Ernie, but we'll be back, and we're looking forward for another session here on Jubilee.
Oh, that's good enough for us, Count. Good luck, old boy, good luck. Now a word to the wise from Motto Otto, otherwise known as Rhyming Rochester.
There once was a soldier named Otto who made up this very fine motto. Take care of your stuff, don't treat it rough. That motto proves Otto, not Blotto.
Yes, that's right, men. American supply lines are the longest in the world. And if you take care of your equipment, it'll take care of you. Well, men, the last bubble on this hot pot of stew is about to bingo itself into the side pocket. And we're ready to stash the frame on the pad. Until we take up where we left off next week and every week, this is Ernie. I'd love to start chirping, but I can't find a Chick Whitman. Saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.